What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 7. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. And on this episode, I got my special guest. She is a life coach. She got a podcast show called Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao Podcast. And we want to talk to her about her podcast journey, her being a life coach, about mental health, and many more. This was a really dope interview. And I can't wait for y'all to check this interview out. Y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
My name is Anna K. Hutchinson, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, the time for Mr. Gentleman Facts quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, always make sure you love yourself. And I say this because in order to love somebody else, you just have to love yourself first. So make sure you take care of yourself in everything that you do. And that is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts quote of the day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Myth the Gentleman, Life Down Pocket, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
My name is Kathy Mao, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I have a special guest. She is a life coach. She got a podcast show called Igniting Your Power, the Kathy Mai Podcast. And we got Kathy Mai in the building. Kathy, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yeah, and I like your podcast show. But we're gonna start with where are you from?
I'm from San Jose, California, from the Bay Area.
Okay, nice. So how would you describe yourself in three words?
In three words, I say I'm a kind, loving, and sensitive person.
Good choices. What is one thing that you like to do for fun?
I love actually just hanging out with my friends and family.
Nice. That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
And what is something that's in your health right now? It could be a song, an album, or even a podcast.
Right now is your podcast.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so, your 5-year anniversary just came up. So, you know, I was just like, I want to show support and love because you did the same for me, too. So thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I'm happy to have you on the show. So thank you. Now you're part of the podcast family now. So thank you for that.
Yes. Love it. Glad to be part of this family.
So now to get to business. So talk about your life journey, the beginning of your life journey. How were you growing up?
It was tough, actually. So my parents were immigrants, and they immigrated here to America to give, you know, themselves a better life. And so I'm an ESL kid, like English is my second language. So I grew up speaking Mandarin. And I grew up in a very white suburban town. So my family and I were like one of the only Chinese families or Asian families in general in that community. And the funny thing is my parents actually owned a fast food restaurant, so like American fast food. So we sold like burgers, milkshakes, like the Asian family is selling this in like a white town. So, wow, you know, So I grew up in a small town and I was very picked on as a kid because we were different. And then I didn't speak much. Like, you would not tell because I talk so much now and I have my own podcast. But I was just a quiet kid in the corner. I didn't want to be made fun of because I didn't know how to communicate really well. So then that already, like, made me self, you know, not confident at all. I was so insecure and I just always wanted to feel like I fit in. But that was how my childhood was. And I actually have a twin and then I have two older siblings. So we're kind of like a big family-ish, but not as big as other people.
I feel you. And I could relate about being bullied because I was definitely bullied as a kid.
Yeah.
I was bullied because of my speech, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a hard time. But clearly, look at me.
I know.
So, and you're doing big things too. So,
thank you. Yes.
We've been through it and we overcame it. That's all that matters. You know?
Yes. I mean, I think that's why we connect too, because it's like we had to overcome this speech and like self-confident things too, you know, which is so amazing. And then like now we both have our own podcast and now we're just like talking and connecting. And I always feel like things are always there for a reason. So,
I agree.
You know, the universe connected us for a reason.
That's definitely a fact. But how old that you've been through made you the person that you are today?
Yeah, actually, everything that I've been through, from like me being a ESL kid and then trying to be different, and then I having me go actually going through infertility and like having endometriosis, and then, you know, just depression too. I think it made me so strong and it made me the person that I am today. And I'm at the time going through all of that, I did not like it, but now I'm so appreciative because it showed like I am resilient. I overcame a lot of things that a lot of other people can't, you know, or struggle with. And I feel like I'm just so, so much more confident. And it turned me into this like butterfly. I guess I feel like now I'm a butterfly, and before I was like, you know, in a cocoon. So all that stuff like pushed me to be who I'm supposed to be, which is beautiful.
Yeah, it is. And I'm happy that you're killing it now.
Aw, thank you.
Sometimes we just have to go through the dark before we get to the light. So
yes.
And I'm happy that, you know, you got through it. I gone through it. Everybody who were listening could get through it as well. Yes.
Yeah.
But before we get to the podcast show, you are also a life coach.
Yes.
So what made you want to go that route? And tell us what one thing you love about being a life coach and what's something that you don't like being a life coach? I mean, what challenges are to say?
Yes. Oh, those are great questions. Thanks for asking. Actually, so I've always loved helping people and I never thought I would become a coach, a life coach in general, because you know, as an Asian, like growing up as an Asian family, like we're only known to either be a doctor or a lawyer, right? Like just like the prestigious so-called things. And we never got to talk about being a life coach. So I never thought about that. But I always wanted to help other people. And through my infertility depression stage, like from 2019 to 2021, I even went through IVF too. Like I just felt so lonely that I like didn't want that for anybody else. And so, because in my community of women, like everybody did not have trouble having kids. Like I was literally the only one, and people were popping out babies left and right next to me, and I was like, what? And the crazy part was both my sisters actually conceived once and then had their babies. So I thought that was going to be me, but it was the exact opposite. So through all that dark area of time, I felt so alone. I wanted community and just to help others. And then I found life coaching, and that's where it led me now into helping other people. So it's been a journey, which I love. And so one thing I love about coaching is actually like seeing people, like I get to see the transformation that people make. Like, you know, they're at their lowest time or they really have struggles, and then just having like, you know, see them blossoming into their butterfly is beautiful. But the one thing I hate about being a life coach, I guess, is like, you know, when you have your own business or being an entrepreneur, it's like you really have to be your own boss, which is not fun. Yeah. So that's kind of just rough in that sense. Like, you know, that's not being the creative and helping out part, but you know, you just have to be more on the business side, I guess. So that's the one thing I dislike.
Yeah, I get it. I know the pushing the brand out there always hard.
Yeah.
It was hard with this too, so I get it. But
right.
But keep helping people, because that's amazing.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
So we know, yeah. So you know, you also got the podcast. But what inspired you to start a podcast? What made you want to go that route?
Yeah. So, Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao podcast, actually came about because I wanted to get better at speaking, and you know, as an ESL kid, like I told you, like I just never thought I would be good at communicating things to myself or just like concepts, and so I just want to be better at that skill, and I felt like a podcast would be a great way to start. And then I started loving it, because then I started helping people. I was able to like give my perspective more, and then it grew into like what it is now.
Nice. So tell us more about Igniting Your Power podcast, the Kathy Mao podcast. Yeah. Tell us more about it.
All right. Awesome. So like the title, Ignite Your Power. So it's like literally the concept, it attaches to the concept that I made up of the Bliss Soft Life, which is about living a life full of just living in your own power. So when you live in your power, you know that you're, yeah, it's crazy how they both connected. Like I made my podcast first, and then the concept came about after, and then it connected. I was like, whoa, okay, like my higher self or whatever, like the universe or God, like totally set this up for me. So it's beautiful. But when you're in your power and you know, like you're this amazing soul being, and you know, I don't know how spiritual you are, but I'm a very spiritual person, so I totally believe in something higher, something greater. And so I don't know if you believe in that or not, but if not, I believe that, you know, we're here as a soul and just being in this human body, and we forget how powerful we are. We're like this crazy, amazing, like high powerful vibrational beings. And when you remember that and you unlock your own power, like you get to live such a blissful life, like bliss of like contentment, happiness, like no stress, you know, like, and everything's so much more softer when you're living in your own power, because you're not like, you know, hustling or trying so hard to get something. Like, yes, okay, you have to work towards your things, like what you want in life, but you don't have to work so hard where you're so stressed, overwhelmed, or like sick till you're working, you know, or like having to work 2-3 jobs. Like, no, if you know how powerful you are and you actually do the skills that you're good at instead of doing things that our society tells us to do, you know, I feel like you would be able to strive, you know, like you are meant to be on a podcast, even though you know, you had your adversities as a kid, but it's like, dude, that's what you're meant to do. You know, so when people find that purpose, it's just so much more easier. Life is so much more happy and content.
Like, yeah. I got many things to say. first, you already answered the next question. So that's good. So
I got carried away.
No, this is good. It's good. But it's funny that you mentioned that, because I remember as a kid that it was a woman who was in my junior high school, and she always said that I was meant to be a speaker, but I didn't know what she meant during this time. And then years later, I get hearing that same message. Even my mother said that when I was born, that I was meant to be a speaker. And then I always wanted to do podcasts. Then years later, I ended up doing it. And yeah, it's
long amazing. Story.
Yeah, so it was just like weird that you said that. It kind of like just come together, I guess you could say.
Right? Isn't that crazy? It's like, you know, you get these messages and then you're just like, what are you talking about? But then like now you see it and you're like, oh, I see it. And that's what's so beautiful about life, about living like this human experience. It's like, you know, we always get like these signs and messages from like people, or something weird happens and you're just like, what? But then, or then like you have a tough time, but then it leads you into like what you're supposed to meant to, like, you know, what you're meant to be doing here on this earth, because, you know, our soul purpose, well, we picked this soul, like this body, for a reason. Our soul wants to learn something. So, you know, we forget that. So it's like, you know, the universe always gives you messages, and like, it's so cool to see it.
Yeah,
right.
And also, yeah, also, I like your show. I did listen to, I listened to a couple of episodes. So,
nice.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I just officially subscribed to it. So, you know, I'm a fan now. So, keep killing the show, and I enjoy it. But let my audience know, where can they listen to Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Miles podcast?
You can find me on Spotify, Apple, even on my website at www.kathymiao.com. I have all my podcast episodes there too, so now, I should be everywhere.
And you're also on Good Pod too. I believe you're on the charts now too. So keep
Yeah. I know. It's so crazy. That was so fast. I was like, what? Yeah, I was on there. So I don't know. I was ranked like 26th, I think, last week. On like alternative like health or something, so I was like surprised. Yeah,
but that's good. Keep growing it.
Thank you.
So what been your challenge as a podcaster so far?
I guess just I'm pretty consistent, but I guess just letting my podcast be out there more, like letting more listeners and getting more listeners. Guess that's always all what most of us struggle with, right? In the beginning.
even 5 years in, I do struggle with that too. So yeah, that's always a hard part. And what is the goal for your podcast, and what message you want to bring to your audience?
My goal is to just reach as many people as I can. I mean, honestly, it's not really about the numbers, it's just about how many people I can help. And my podcast is literally just trying to teach people to really remember who they are, like the, and just igniting their power. And, you know, we forget how powerful we are. And I just want people to know that they're just special. Whoever, like, don't think that you being different is bad. It's actually a great thing. And so, you know, we all have our own special things about us. So that's what makes us special, and it's what I want people to do: embrace themselves, embrace and do some self-love, self-care things.
That's a good answer. That is a really good answer.
Oh, thank you.
So, if you had to interview anybody, who would you like to interview? Name your three dream guests.
Oh, yeah, these are good. They would definitely have to be like thought leaders. I would definitely want to interview Jay Shetty. Mel Robbins would be another one, and let's see, the third one, I'm really into this medium. Her name is Marie Manucci, and she just seems so interesting, and I learn all my spiritual things from her, so I would love to interview her.
You know, anything possible, just keep going. Anything possible, trust me, anything possible.
Thank you.
But as you know, we are in a pandemic. I guess we're still in a pandemic, yeah. I guess. So how did the pandemic affect you, and what did you learn from it?
So the pandemic was tough, actually. It was tough at first, but I'm actually kind of an introvert, so I like being at home. But during that time, though, the pandemic, I was like going through my infertility journey. So that was a very dark time in my life, but it was great for me because I was able to just focus on me and my husband trying to have a kid. And that year I had to do like a laparoscopy, like a big surgery to help with my endometriosis. And I like went through IVF at the time and got a miscarriage too. So, I mean, it was just like a lot going on, just this, it was perfect timing, I guess. So, like I said, you know, like the universe always gives you perfect timings for things if you allow it to. So I think they gave me that chance to just focus and be quiet. So it was great. And I learned a lot about myself, about self-love, self-care, you know, like a lot of us did too, like about mental health, like being by yourself, secluded is not healthy. Yeah. So, you know, and then it just really made me realize, like, you know, we can't take the small things for granted, which we did, right? Like just being able to go out and get like groceries, etc. Like, you know, it was so crazy. Or like, you know, we were in lockdown, like we couldn't even go outside for a period of time. I was like, what? Yeah. So it really taught, I think, the whole world a lesson.
It did. And here in New York was really, really bad. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really yeah, it was really bad here. Yeah. Aww. And you know, dealing with my own stuff, too, was bad, too. You know,
dealing with anxiety
and stuff like that. So, but, you know, overcame it.
It's been
a great time. But good thing you mentioned mental health, because that was the next question. So why is mental health so important to talk about and challenging dealing with mental health?
So mental health is so important. I feel like in the Asian culture, we don't talk about mental health. They're like, oh, it's pretty much just like, be this perfect kid and just show up being perfect. And I don't want to hear anything else, you know? And so we put so much pressure on ourselves and we just always in our minds that we do get anxiety, you know, like we develop anxiety. A lot of us do nowadays too. Because we're always getting compared to by other people, right? And then, like, you have social media. It's, like, easier to compare yourself, so you have, like, more anxiety. And then we just live in a fast-paced world which causes way more anxiety as well, right? It's, like, what's your to-do list? Do-do-do, boom. Like, you know, rest is not a thing. But, you know, through mental health, though, like, having to suffer with depression, I understood, like, okay, talking about your feelings is so important. Just talking to somebody, you know, like people talking to therapists is like so normal now. I think like we should normalize that. It's nothing weird. Like, you know, we're humans. We need to talk about our emotions. We need to talk about our stress, how to get over it, right? Even talking to coaches help. Like getting help is just okay. Like there's nothing wrong with it. I think that's the first thing, is to just be aware and then be okay with getting help. And then, like, you know, doing things for your mental health, like, you know, going for walks or like just taking care of your body and health. It's just so important. And, you know, the holistic approach is what we should all strive for, you know, like the mental, your physical and emotional and spiritual should all like be looked at, not just one area. And I think our society focuses a lot on appearance and like our physical, you know, but I think mental health is one of the being more important than your physical health, to be honest, to like focus on.
Yeah, I agree. And just like you said, your committee, our committee was the same way, where it don't get spoke about because, you know,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And saying going to therapy is crazy, going to therapy.
Yeah,
but I agree with you. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. I went to therapy too, especially dealing with you know, depression, anxiety, and everything.
Yeah,
and I've been open up about mental health on the show a lot. You know, a lot of guests. So, yeah, mental health is definitely important, and we all should talk about it. You know, and I'm glad that I brought you here so we can talk about it as well. So,
yeah, I always love to talk about mental health because, you know, it's. I still believe like it's kind of a taboo topic. I mean, I feel like it's more open about like now, you know, after COVID, but still taboo where it's like, ooh, mental health, like, you know, people are kind of sensitive about it. So the more we talk about a topic, the more it's normalized. That's what I feel.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. It was sensitive to me, but as I started to open up more about it more, I started to be more comfortable about it. But then here we are. So but like it to brighten notes, like it to more brighten notes now. Look at the more brighten notes. So what is your dream venture? Something that you always want to do?
My dream venture. I just want to actually travel around the world with my family and just be able to see what they like the universe or earth has like, you know, given to us, like natural beauty. I'm not talking about like, you know, I just like love seeing different cultures and just being like immersed into different cultures and life and city, and just want to travel the world. But unfortunately, I'm doing the opposite. I'm just staying at home most of the time. But hopefully that will change.
I agree. I want to do the same thing. So I have not traveled.
Love that.
Barely. Yeah. So I definitely do the same thing.
Travel. Yeah, you have to. Yeah. What is the first place you want to travel to, if you can?
Funny, because my last guest asked me the same question. And I was
like, really?
I'm going to say the same answer. I'm going to start with Paris. That's one of my...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I do want to go to Europe so bad. The funny thing is, I was supposed to go during for my honeymoon, but that's when COVID hit. Right beginning, and then we had to cancel, and we haven't been since, or we haven't been on a trip since
COVID. Well, y'all got to plan that. Y'all gotta go. Y'all gotta plan that. Y'all have to plan that. So what other part that you got going on that you had not mentioned yet?
I'm trying to write my book about the bliss of life. Yes. So hopefully it will be out by the end of this year.
Nice.
I kind of keep doubting myself about what chapters and how like in depth I want to be. So I don't know, but it's in the process.
Nice. When that book come out, I gotta bring it back on the show.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Be such an honor to.
Nice. So what they have to say for anybody to go on the same ride as you, you know, with the life coaching and the podcast and everything, say something inspirational.
Yeah, no, like, you can definitely do it. If I can do it, you can definitely do it. Like, don't doubt yourself. Don't listen to your logical mind. Just feel it. If you feel that it's right for you, go for it. Just do it, and we all have your back. And you can be a part of our community, the podcast community, like I am now.
Nice. So before you go, we're going to play a segment game. We're going to play a segment game
Sounds
called
good.
Five Random Topics. So I
All right.
five topics. You get into Excited. Small, long or small. It okay. is up to you. And I will join in on it as well.
Fun!
So we'll start with, what is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie. I like love stories. Let's see. What's a good one? I forgot the title. Some type of love story. What is that? The Notebook. There you go. It's that simple, but I was stuck. Yeah, The Notebook.
I mean, I have many favorite movies, but I'm going to name a different movie this time. I'm going to say Hitch.
No, I like that one.
That's a funny movie. Will Smith, Kevin James, yeah. Eva Mendes.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. What is your favorite food?
My favorite food? Oh, this is good. I love all food. If you don't know me, I'm a foodie. Let's see. I guess my favorite would be, this is tough. I love everything. Mexican food. I love Mexican food. Like, I can always eat a burrito. Like, a burrito or, like, yeah. I think a burrito.
Nice. I love all food as well, but Thai food always been my favorite. It's always been my favorite. Thai food, yeah. It's always been my favorite.
Ooh.
What is your favorite fruit?
My favorite fruit? I love Korean pears. They're like super juicy and sweet. Just the Korean pears.
Nice. I know for me, I'm going to say strawberries and grapes.
Those are my daughter's two favorite fruits right now.
Oh, that's nice. Nice. Okay. Name a movie that made you cry.
The Notebook.
I'm going to take this old school. Just like any... I don't let any kid cry in this movie. I cried in the movie as a kid, The Lion King.
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, you're right. I did cry at the movie theater. It was scary.
Me too.
Yeah, when you're a little kid. Oh, that's right. That's a good one.
It was. And one last thing. One major goal for 2024.
Wait, what was the question? Sorry.
One major goal for 2024.
Let's see. I guess to actually just finish my book in 2024. That is my big goal.
Nice. You see more money and travel.
Yeah.
I travel more.
Those are good.
But Kathy, thank you for coming on the show. It was a really dope conversation. Thank you for coming on. I look forward to seeing what you're about to do with your life coaching, your podcast.
Thank
you're killing it. And I'm gonna keep supporting you because this is a really good show. More people need to listen to it. And I look forward to seeing your book. So I can definitely get back for a future episode. And Keith, and thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was such a pleasure. I'm so excited and happy to have met you and just be a part of your community now. So thank you again. It was such an honor.
Yes. And, you know, before you go, let my audience know, drop your social media where they can find you and let's see your show. Drop everything. It's your time.
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram. My handle is kathy.mou, so kathy.mou. And then you can also find me on Facebook at Kathy Mou and TikTok at Kathy Mou. Without the dot, just Instagram.
And also, where they can look to your podcast?
Yeah, so my podcast, you can find me on Apple, Spotify, and even my website at www.kathymou.com.
All right, there you go. Thank you, and we'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About Music Podcast is a music spin-off series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. Every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spin-off Series Thursday, A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursdays, and Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for Spinoff Series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer! I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning in to this latest episode of the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you to my special guest, Ms. Kathy Mao from Enlighten Your Power, the Kathy Mao Podcast, for coming to the show. Thank you for telling your story. Thank you for dropping so much knowledge and jewels. And thank you for just coming to the show, because I like your show. I like what you're doing. And I am a big fan of your show. So continue to do big things. I'm definitely want to bring you back once your book is released. So thank you again, Kathy, for coming to the show. And y'all already know where I'm at every Sunday for the main series of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Every Thursday for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast. Every first Thursday at 12 p.m., Date Night Talk Podcast with myself, Emmett Vanna B. Every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m., and The Old School Show with myself and the Star Rider Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podchasers, and Good Pods. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. If you want me to be a guest on the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast for the main series or any of the spin-off series Thursday shows, send me a bio about yourself and everything you have to do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media. Ken underscore Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N underscore Mr. M-R Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N. We can set it up. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Subscribe on YouTube, Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Y'all can check me out on the Premier Boys Podcast with myself, Aaron Keto Sands, Star Rider Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mighty Mel. New episode every Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Check out other shows on the Premier Powerverse. King Talk with Aaron Sands, hosted by Aaron. King Talk Sands every Fridays at 12 p.m. Star Time Podcast, hosted by the Star Rider Rod, every Mondays at 12 p.m. And Welcome to the Trilogy, hosted by Long Live the Chief Miley Mal, every Tuesdays at 12 p.m. Support every show in the Premier Powerverse. With the Gentleman Lifestyle Shoutouts will return next week episode. We will return with shoutouts next week episode, so look out for that. Add me on Good Pods, Ken with the Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pod catered to many independent podcasters. You see what everybody listens to. We can rate each other's shows, and we have the charts. And at this time, it's time for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Achievements, where we spotlight everything Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is doing. And of course, we got the Good Pod charts. Due to this recording, we are number 4 on the top 100 shows, Noble charts, and number 3 on the indie charts. For society and culture, we are number 1. We are still number 1. We've been number 1 for 5 days for society and culture. And for top 100 episodes, we are in the top 10. Number 5 for episode 135, The Joy of Cooking with Chef Ashley A. Torres. And number 9 for the Royal Rumble prediction episode with Aaron Keto Sands, Long Live the Chief Mighty Mal, and 21 Cal the Sauce King. Once again, thank you everybody that continue to support Mr. Gentleman like the Pockets on Good Pods. It really means a lot and continue to grow the show. Check out the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com. You can check out every episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Y'all can watch every video of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast from the audio version, from the Gentleman Like the Pocket TV, from the Gentleman Facts Quote of the Day. You can check out every guest that's been on the Gentleman Like the Pocket. All 65 guests. And we now got 65 guests that have been on the Gentleman Like the Podcast. You can check out every guest appearance that I've been on. Check out the latest one, Star of Town Podcast and Better Call Daddy Podcast, and also buy some merch from the Gentleman Lifestyle Pocket Store at tpublic.com. Just search the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, or you can buy it through the website. We have shirts, hoodies, mugs, and many more. So if you want to support Mr. Gentleman and like the podcast in another way, buy some merch, because it really helps a lot with the show. So go buy more equipment and many more. And to support the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpocket.com. Once again, thank y'all for tuning in to this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Spinoff Series Thursday is returning this month. And the next main series episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast will be the Love is Love 2024 episode on Valentine's Day. Once again, thank y'all for tuning in to the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Have a good day or night wherever you're listening to this episode.
Hey guys, this is Pam DeLau coming straight out of Brooklyn, New York, and you are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.